please join me in the affirmation of faith, the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Dear friends, I invite you to email me your joys and concerns, and let me know if you want me to put your concern on our prayer list or just pray in my personal prayers. My joy is that my family is well, and that we, you and I, are still able to come together for worship of our living God. Let us pray. Lord, your word sustains the weary. You bind up the brokenhearted and bring good news to the poor. As you enter into the chaos of Jerusalem, we trust you. Come to us in whatever turmoil we are experiencing. Even as some of us shout our praises, others among us cannot even murmur a word of hope. You see us all, lined up by the road, isolated in our homes, incarcerated or incapacitated, worried about our loved ones and those who are ill, exhausted from caring for the sick and laboring at essential work. And you are moved with compassion. You come to Jerusalem, getting ever closer to the cross, pouring yourself out in order to bring forgiveness, reconciliation, and salvation. Seeing you humble, riding on a donkey, vulnerable, and unwilling to turn away from suffering, we are bold to pour ourselves to you, crying, Hosanna, and God help us. We do not know how to voice our deepest needs or fears or hopes or longings, yet you know them all. Before a word is on our tongues, we cast everything before you, Lord of all, trusting your promise of an easy yoke and a light burden. We call out for healing for the sick, relief for the suffering, justice for the oppressed, relief for the exhausted, hope for the downtrodden, and comfort for those who mourn. As we wonder what will come next, as we struggle with countless uncertainties and mounting anxieties, we look to you, the Blessed One who comes in the name of the Lord, for help, for assurance, and for the peace that passes understanding. As we draw close to you and attempt to follow, even to the cross, we rejoice in your near presence. We give thanks for your selfless sacrifice. We give thanks for the healthcare professionals, the grocery store workers, the frontline responders. We remain grateful for all of those on the way with us. United in you, Lord Christ, we will stand together and stand up for those who have fallen by the wayside and walk with those who fear they have been forgotten. Strengthen us for the days ahead so that we will remain faithful to you, your will, and your call until we see you face to face. We make our prayer in the name of Jesus Christ, who taught us to say when we pray, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Friends, like that day long ago, we welcome Jesus to Jerusalem, waving palm branches, throwing our cloaks on the road, and giving him our gifts in joyous response to his entry into the world, into Jerusalem, and into our lives. Let us worship God with today's offering and help the kingdom to grow. I invite you to send your gifts to the Presbyterian Church, 142 North 4th Street, Coshocton. Let us pray. Lord, take our gifts, offered in gratitude, never adequate, but in your grace, always blessed, multiplied, and used to show your love, compassion, and care. May the resources you have entrusted to us, freely given to you, make visible here and now Jesus' timeless mission of justice and mercy. Amen.